Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 7, we were talking about all of the pet sins that so easily come between us and God. Let's continue with that now.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
True Christian should be restless and troubled until joy in the things of holiness returns to their lives. Because we are jealous for our God whom we love. Ashtaroth was their best beloved idol. What is your sin that so easily besets you? Well, some, you've got a dirty mind. It's proven so on the internet, your television watching, your iPads, your magazines, and the sexual innuendo in your talk, for of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Yet you name the name of Christ. With others, it's just plain old gossip. Others, it's murmuring, complaining. Others, it's being a deceiver, one who is quick to compliment people to get them behind you to rebel against the will and people of God. Some, it's selfishness. It's all about yourself. It has to be your way. With some, you have family ahead of God, and you think you're spiritual for putting family ahead of God and His righteousness. And some, you're seeking entertainment in your soul instead of seeking God in your heart. Oftentimes, that happens in religion. With some, it's the lust of the flesh. With others, it's just an old, out-and-out, filthy mouth. But whatever it may be, and on the list could go, talking of drinking, immodesty, and gambling, and what have you, the lottery, true repentance strikes at that pet and daring sin, and will, with a peculiar zeal and resolution, put away that sin, that the sin which does so easily beset you will be put away, and put away with no power over you any longer. But if we don't have true repentance, there'll be no revival. Only emotional experience and religion. My friend, I think you want more than that. So we see that the first condition, it must be with the heart. The second condition was putting away the strange gods and Ashtaroth, putting away the sin that so easily besets you, in other words. Then the next condition, also seen in verse 3 of our text, was, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve Him only. Get that. Prepare your hearts and serve Him only is the next condition. Our God is not like the deities that have been created by the world. Our God created us. He is spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. He is supernatural, and my friend, He is absolute holiness. Israel had been influenced by the outward and visible form of Canaanite religion. It appealed to both their soul and their flesh. But like all the religions of the world, it's inadequate for the spirit. My friend, let me once again say, as I've said many times before in this broadcast, there are not many roads to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. And so, if these people will do what is asked in verse 3, that is, again, returning to the Lord with their heart, putting away the sins that beset them, and then preparing their hearts unto the Lord to serve Him only. Now again, preparing your hearts is going to call on you to be in the Word of God, not just 5 minutes a day. It's spending more than 5 minutes a day. If you've got 30 minutes to watch a sitcom on television, you've got 30 minutes to read the Bible. If you've got 2 hours to sit in front of a TV and watch a ball game, you have 2 hours. At least you have 30 minutes to read the Bible. Why does our inner flesh need entertained more than our spirit needs fed? And so, my friend, you seek Him and you seek His will through the Word. You seek the Word, asking God to allow His Holy Spirit to give you understanding of what it's teaching, but also to open your understanding to His specific will for your life. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that you should walk in them. And so if we do these things, then the promise is deliverance. So, verse 4 said, they put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. After Israel, after 20 years of Samuel preaching, finally says, you know what, let's do what he says. Anything be better than what's happening to us? And so they do what they ought to do. They put away and they served. You must put away those sins and those weights which so easily beset you and those bad attitudes. Served has the idea of they were faithful. It wasn't a one-time thing only. They started faithful, and regardless of the circumstances, they remained faithful. And as a matter of fact, one thing we seen about verse 3, about put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you. Now, you just get rid of it altogether. Not just in self, but in your home and your church as well. Jacob buried the idols of his family. You see, some are allowing your children to direct and saying, well, we need to go to this church because it's more fun. Oh, we like what's going on there. I feel like I can serve God better in that church, and it's not a Bible-preaching church. Let us go there, and we'll serve the Lord. My friend, your children, it was never designed in God's Word that your children were to lead you where to go to church. As a Bible-believing Christian, you should be leading your children and directing them in the way they ought to go. And not fear saying, oh, if I have these standards, my children will hate me. They might. They might, and they might for a long while. But my friend, if you don't present the way of righteousness, if the foundations are destroyed, they'll never seek into righteousness. Well, we've seen the ministry and we've seen the message, and now we come to the meeting. And that's in verses 5 through 17, the rest of the chapter. We're seeing the meeting with the mercy of and the might of God. Well, Samuel will call them to Mizpah, which means watchtower. And here, at this watchtower, they're looking for the Lord. In verses 5 and 6 we read, "And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah." Well, he says, "I will pray for you." And they fasted, and they confessed. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Samuel prayed. And this is a public gathering. My friend, public decisions are important. Now, yes, you make decisions in your heart through those private times with God each day. But God also provided the church, the local church. And he provided it as a place where you go and you pray and you make decisions. And I think it's a great thing to make decisions public. And sometimes those decisions are to turn from sin. Other times it's to turn to do something that God's been wanting you to do. Sometimes it's to go and pray for souls. Sometimes it's to go and pray for your country. But my friend, don't allow the altar in your church to become a rare place of appearance for you. Let it be important in your life. When you go deep into the Spirit and commune with God in His Word, meditating therein, and you do it with the intent to obey God, then when Samuel or any other preacher preaches the Word of the Lord, you can respond immediately at the invitation, and it won't be just an emotion. You see, an emotional decision is something that's forsaken in just a few months. But when it's because our spirits are bearing witness with the word preached, his spirit through the word, then we are making a decision that's different than in Elijah's day when there were 7,000 who had not bowed the knee to Baal, but they had not made any public stand or decisions either. And my friend, yours is to stand publicly. Do you realize that in the law, the Lord said three times, your men will appear before the Lord, three times a year. Some of you Christians, since you've been saved in the last year or two, you haven't been up to the altar three times. You haven't been up there even for 3 minutes. And we should be there much more often than that. Well, as we see, God blesses their public decision.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.